The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
With a new Iraqi government in place and following consultations with allies abroad and Congress at home, I can announce that America will lead a broad coalition to roll back this terrorist threat.
The president, prime time, less than 15 minutes, says we're going to hunt down the terrorists, presents a little strategy. Did he sell it to you, the people? Mixed reviews on the prime time address by the press. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that, of course, is where we start. Ted Cruz, the Texas senator, says Obama should seek congressional authorization for a major bombing campaign versus ISIS. That's not the way that this is going to roll out. Others had more critical things to say, including one congressman, of course, several reacted, but one congressman from California, Republican Royce, had this to say about what the president said and what might be missing.
We need to follow through with this offer by the Saudi Arabian king that they will use bases there to train the Free Syrian Army. They'll have a hearing next week with the Secretary of State and my committee to sort of flush out all of the details and see what additional authorization may be necessary, but I suspect the main vote will be on the issue of supplying the funding.
Yeah, because you're going to have to be funding to support this, especially the whole training thing, obviously, and there is no question to involve the Saudis is so key to me, because the Arab world needs to be a part of this. This is, after all, their backyard, their baby, what's happening to countries bordering Jordan and Saudi Arabia, and it's part of the quicksand of the Middle East. So the Republicans supported the president's pledge. They did support that, to degrade and destroy the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, but slammed the speech to the American people because there wasn't specifics on how to eliminate the group that beheaded two of our U.S. journalists. I will say this, there wasn't going to be super specific strokes that were going to be thrown out on the strategy, because then we'd be saying, why don't we give them a roadmap and a timetable and everything else? And that was part of the problem in a few other situations. So I don't think that that was going to happen. Let's see if this coalition comes together. Let's see what we get from the Arab world, because to me, that's where it all hinges. They're the linchpin of this. In the meantime, now there's some officials coming out of D.C. saying that the ISIS terrorists have been talking of infiltrating the United States through Mexico. Is that a surprise to anybody listening to America Tonight? Gee, if somebody wants to get in, where do you think they're going to try to work the angles? What's the softest border? And, of course, it would be through Mexico. So, to me, this isn't mind-blowing news, but you're going to see a lot of headlines and a lot of people talking about it. I think all of you already assume some of that could have been going on. Let's hope it's 9/11, 13 years later, one of the saddest days of my life, being in New York, working at a radio station in New York, and not knowing, like everybody else, what was happening. It was a beautiful, beautiful day in the city, and it was a strange thing that happened to me, because just a couple of days before that, I was on a train with my mother going to the U.S. Open, and we went underneath. We were on the tracks that take you in, you know, through to the city to Penn Station. And I can remember saying to her, wow, you know, that haven't been to the World Trade Center in a long time. We should go there. We should go and see it again. It's been such a long time. And we were, she said, yeah, look, it looks beautiful. That, you're absolutely right. And then poof, it wasn't too much after that, right after that huge tennis tournament that year in 2001, that 9/11 happened and changed our world forever, because it did. It altered the way we looked at things, and it altered so many people's lives. Think of the New York Fire Department and all of those ladder companies and those brave firemen who went in one after another just wanting to come out with somebody, wanting to help somebody. And a lot of them did help people, and a lot of them did walk away from Ground Zero, where they were helping people and getting them water and taking them back and getting ready to go back in, and their lives were spared, and their buddies' lives weren't. And there was a lot of funerals that happened and a lot of very, very sad things. But not just in New York, also the Pentagon being hit and all the people on the plane that landed in the field in Shanksville as well, equally as sad what happened there, without a doubt. And again, one of those moments that I'll never forget, and being on the air and going down to Ground Zero with some of the first responders who wanted me to see what it was like afterwards, and a lot of other people actually doing the same thing. It was really, really tough to realize. And I've said this before on this show, just even a few days ago, you would see posters of people, and it would say, you know, this is my husband, this is a father of three, and if you've seen John Miller, please call us. And people desperate for some good news, desperate to hear that they were wrong and they were lost. And, you know, that hope just faded as it got later and later, of course, on the day. And it's a day that absolutely, as I said, has changed our world and changed our lives. And not just here in the United States, but other places too as well, who tried to respond and tried to help us however they could. If you remember now, this is part of that offshoot of ISIS and focusing on stopping terrorism, thwarting jihadism, and what a tough thing, because there are no boundaries with it. No boundaries. All right, speaking of no boundaries, listen to these protesters and what they have to say. And now we're going back to Missouri and Ferguson. This is the first time we've seen these protesters kicking up again after the shooting of Michael Brown. Check this out. All right, so I wanted you to hear that because we haven't had very many protests of the last, 2.5-3 weeks out of Ferguson, and now it's starting to kick up just a little bit, and they're trying to change and tweak a few things in that very small suburb outside of St. Louis. And still, we don't know what's going to happen to that police officer, whether he's going to be charged or not. The grand jury's still going through the process of that. We should know in a couple of weeks, and then we'll find out what happens in Ferguson, Missouri. Stay with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Guest, Paul Cardell, number one Billboard album. Think about that. How many people can walk around and say that ever, right? So the tune, Saving Tiny Hearts, has exploded, needless to say. And what an interesting story Paul has. And he joins us now from the West Coast. Paul, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, it's awesome to be with you.
So we're going to talk about your story where medical folks told you that you would never survive a heart transplant. You would never survive that because you've battled a heart defect your whole life, I'm assuming, right? Or your whole adult life.
That's correct. I was born basically with half a heart, even though, you know, I was doing music and recording records. Nobody really had a clue that I had this personal thing going on. But it's been 5 years. 5 years ago, in fact, yesterday is when I got my heart transplant. And I continue to meet so many people who have family members with congenital heart disease, which is the number one birth defect. These kids that have these bad hearts, I just couldn't help but be inspired by them because I want them to have what I have, which is a great life. And that's why the album Saving Tiny Hearts, which is going to be released in November, is basically inspired by all these kids.
And so you set up, obviously personal to you, and as you said, passing that on to other kids that they can have a full life. You set up your own foundation for it, and also that has taken off like a shot too, hasn't it?
It's been amazing, because what we specifically do, Saving Tiny Hearts, we seed research, medical research, so we get right to the root of the problem. And the funding, in fact, we're giving a dollar from every album sold, basically my royalty, to go directly to medical research so that these kids have better surgeries and better outcomes.
Yeah. And you've seen it with yourself. I can't even imagine going through what you've been through medically. And is it also that to get through that and to get a heart transplant and to do those kinds of things and to be through those kind of battles, you have to be mentally tough?
I think you survive and you adapt. But I also have an amazing support group. Not everybody has two amazing parents. Not everybody has, you know, people that are extremely supportive and helpful. And so I've been very blessed. But, you know, you just survive and you adapt and you keep going and you don't let anything keep you from living your dreams. And that's just what I've been able to accomplish.
Paul, tell us about your music. I mean, you're like the king of the indie. As I said, smashing on top of the Billboard charts. It's huge. Pandora all over the place. I mean, you just dominated Pandora. What's that been like for you?
Very rewarding. It's soothing piano music. I got a beautiful letter from a soldier in Afghanistan who was so stressed being in that environment, and he was actually having trouble sleeping at night. And he heard the music on Pandora, and it helped him calm down. It helped him relax. And he writes that as he was listening to this piano music, his buddies were like, dude, what are you listening to? And kind of making fun of him, and he said, listen to this. Just listen. And as they sat and listened, now you've got these guys that are, you know, they're at rest and they're calm and they're doing what we need them to do for our country. So those types of things, those types of letters or things I receive, how the music is just healing people and giving them some peace in this world.
You, you know, besides the number one Billboard album, you also landed a huge Steinway sponsorship. I mean, Steinway, the biggest, of course, when you talk about tickling the ivories. I used to drive by one of the big Steinway, I want to call it sort of a factory in Queens, New York, and I used to think, oh, it'd be so cool if I could learn to play the piano. I mean, and here you are, the king, and that had to feel good to get tapped by Steinway.
It's amazing. Athletes, you know, they get Nike, they get Reebok, and pianists, we've got Steinway. And to be considered one of the finest pianists, they, you know, with Irving Berlin and Duke Ellington and Billy Joel and Harry Connick Jr., and now they've invited me. I'm just thrilled. I couldn't even believe it when they came to me, but it's just really humbling and also a vindication for all the time I put into practicing.
Yeah, were you one of those kids, like, when you were young, you were doing it, you know, you started young and you just would practice and, yeah, I mean, you must have had a favorite tune or something, like Elton John or somebody.
I was 8 years old and I hated it. I hated practicing. I was outside kicking the ball around with my brothers, my friends, and there was no way I was going to practice. But after 6 months of lessons, I quit. But in high school, unfortunately, after the passing of a dear friend who played the piano, that inspired me to go into the piano in my parents' living room, and that's where I discovered I could play by ear, and that's when I learned. I was 17. I could write a song, and it helped heal me from dealing with the loss of that friend, and everything just kind of snowballed effect from there of just playing these songs for people.
Yeah, do you have a favorite? Is like Billy Joel or Irving Berlin? You mentioned some big names. I mean, are any of them your favorite?
I love Billy Joel, but I'm a huge, I love rock and roll, but I go from Mozart to Rush to Billy Joel to Mannheim Steamroller. I love everything across the board. I'm inspired by a good song.
Yeah. Because of the things that have happened to you, you've had many, many brushes, I'm sure, with fame. What's the best brush with fame that you've had? Somebody that you met that you thought, wow, that's really cool, and they're really a good person.
I think one gentleman that I met long ago, his name was it's David Lawrence. He is the Grammy Award-winning pianist. I was 17 years old. I just started playing, and he came into a studio to do an interview in Salt Lake, and I met this guy, and he was so kind. And I thought, gosh, if I'm ever that great as a pianist, I'm going to do all I can to have that same spirit about me, just to be kind. And so early on from David Loss, I learned how to treat fans.
Yep, there you go. I love that story. And lastly, I'd be remiss not to ask you this, but, you know, you got the Steinway sponsorship. Because, you know, now you're talking no major label support. It's different now in the music world, isn't it? I mean, you have to go about slicing this a lot different, especially when you're an indie artist.
It's actually more beautiful the way it's done now because of the internet. We don't need a lot of these big labels, and even the labels are trying to figure out how it works. Fortunately, there's a niche of music that I have come into, which is kind of the uplifting piano music, and it is, people are craving it and looking for it. They hear it on Pandora, so you don't really need a label if you understand the business. Now, if you're an artist and you don't understand anything about business, then obviously you've got to get some help and you've got to go to a label.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're going to look for more. Paul, you're working on some new stuff, I'm sure, right?
Yep, Saving Tiny Hearts in stores in November. You can just go to my website, paulcardall.com, and learn more about that and hear the music.
Thanks, Paul. We'll look for it. Thank you for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's my pleasure.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Each and every week we talk to the great Brandon Lang, BrandonLang.com. We pick his brain for some advice on this week in football. Brandon, boy, tough week, wasn't it, or was it for you?
No, I don't bother me.
Forget it.
I'm as honest as it gets.
But some of the stuff you said on America Tonight was dead on. Said that, like, even the first game, you said, man, I'd take that 10 times over, and of course it was a blowout.
Yeah, well, here's what happens in my brain. Let's take you through the life and times of Brandon Lang's brain. So you give me too much time, and I'll figure out a way to screw things up in week one. Come on your show, say Seattle. You know, I do your show on Wednesday. Wake up Thursday morning and convince myself that when are you ever going to get Aaron Rodgers plus 6 points on a field anywhere in the planet Earth? And then I convince myself there are four quarterbacks you got to take as an underdog: Brady, Manning, Breeze, and Rodgers. But I didn't factor in it's McCarthy's play calling. He's just a drum shit. But nevertheless, I had a small play on Green Bay plus the points. And on my website, you know, obviously BrandonLang.com, I have big plays and small plays, and I convinced myself just go small. Friday night, I come back. I take Nevada plus the points at home over Washington State. They win the game outright. So, you know, what a great call. But, you know, for people who gauge what I do, because I lost a 40-dimer on Thursday with Green Bay, the 20-dime outright winner on Friday really isn't as big. Okay, no problem. It still shows you have an opinion. Saturday, I come back with again, week one college football. I have Navy, who should have beat Ohio State, plus the points. Nevertheless, give up a touchdown with 2 minutes to go and not cover. So what does that show you? Well, Ohio State loses as a 10-point favorite at home against Virginia Tech, which showed you how good the Navy call was. Okay, let's get by it. I come back with Western Kentucky plus the points at Illinois, who's up 27-21 with 12 minutes to go and figure out a way not to cover, plus 6.5. So let's get by that. Sunday, I'm all over Miami, going to use Miami, and then I convince myself Dallas is a home dog, is a great play, and watch Tony Romo impose. And there you go. Did close out Monday night with the Chargers to get a little back, but it just was not the weekend that I wanted. I do a pool for a friend, and she got 11 right and won her pool because I do her pool for her. But unfortunately for me, when I say I need a lobotomy, and making the transition to games I talk about on radio, and then what's that one game I use on the website, because I pick one game each day because I feel quality is better than quantity. Just that transition to the website, just something's not clicking, and it's frustrating because I can come on your show and give you winner, 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 winner. And then I get to the website and I just, you know, and listen, I've had slow starts before. The movie came out in 2005. I've been doing this, this is 9 years now. I've had Septembers where I won the first six, first 4 weeks. I've had Septembers where I come out slow. I always find it, but it's just frustrating because I'm a dog guy, and every underdog covered last weekend except four. Only four favorites covered. So it's frustrating.
No kidding. So we start off this week, right? And you look at, you've got Steelers and the Ravens, and everything that's happened with the whole Ray Rice thing. Is that distraction a factor in this game, which is also on September 11th?
Well, it's got to be, no matter what you say. You can break it down six ways from Sunday. But at the end of the day, you look at the incognito situation last year with Miami and how that just escalated, and that team just couldn't find it. And now, free of distractions, you saw what they were capable of with the outright win, taking care of business. So now here comes the Ravens who, again, Joe Flacco. And I've done your show now for a couple of years, and I have gone off on Joe Flacco for being just a complete moron and not being of the elite quarterback in the NFL, even when he said, I need to be considered an elite quarterback in the NFL. And then he goes out, wins the Super Bowl, and gets $110 million of elite money. And then here he is imploding again. What he did at the end of the first half when they were in field goal range, and to forget the situation and the time and what it was, to take a sack there and not even get a field goal, it just goes to show you that as good as Flacco is, he can't be trusted. He can't be trusted in the favorite's role. Now, Joe Flacco is an underdog. He seems to get it done, but in the role of a favorite, he just figures out ways to implode. And he did it again on Sunday. Now, the fact the Ravens threw the ball 62 times, that doesn't really bode well. And now Ray Rice is gone, and everything's going wrong. All I can tell you is this. The Steelers are 12-1 against the spread as road dogs in the first of back-to-back away games. That's unbelievable. When they go on the road, that first road game, it's almost like Mike Tomlin says, listen, let's get this first one. That's the most important. And there you go. And understand, I think 8 of the last 10 games involving these two have been decided by 3 points or less. That just tell you, you play the dog and there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Play the dog and there you go. Another intriguing game on the board is the Titans and the Cowboys. Why? Because you saw what happened to the Cowboys right out of the gate, of course, at the hands of San Francisco. And the Titans are hosting this one, and I never know what to think of Tennessee. And Tennessee is, what, -3.5?
Let me just tell you this right now. I will not pull a dollar out of my pocket and bet a game involving Tony Romo for the rest of my life that he's in the NFL. Not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Okay? And just take you back to the Dallas game. So they give up the fumble on the second play, and they're down 7-0. Then they go right through San Francisco, running the ball right through them, and they have second and goal at the 2. And why not run it? I'm sorry, second and 1 at the 2, so they can actually pick up a first down. And instead of running it when you've gashed them, they think, well, let's go play action pass and throw to Dez Bryant. Romo loses 13 yards, and now it's third and goal from the 13. They settle for a field goal. I knew right then it's absolutely ridiculous. And the play calling is ridiculous. And Jason Garrett is ridiculous. Jerry Jones's and steakhouses with strippers ridiculous, and this whole franchise is ridiculous. Yeah, they got a $2 billion stadium. Phenomenal. But everything with Dallas is ridiculous. And with that being said, are you ready for this? In their last 9 games against AFC teams, the Dallas Cowboys are 9-0 against the spread. They've covered 9 straight against the AFC. So here's your listeners right now. If you're listening to Brandon Lang, here's what Brandon Lang is telling you. I won't pull a penny out of my pocket to bet this game this week, but you watch. Dallas will go into Tennessee, and they will cover that number. I'm telling you right now, and they'll figure out a way to do it. And everybody's going to jump on Tennessee because Dallas, but think about this. As bad as Dallas was, I want your listeners to think about this. The only difference between Dallas not covering the point spread against San Francisco and the Colts covering the point spread against Denver was that the Colts recovered the onside kick and Dallas couldn't. Because if Dallas gets that onside kick, Dallas was down 28-3 at the half, and the Niners didn't score again. And Dallas got it to 28-17 and tried the onside kick and did the exact same thing Indy did. They kicked it dead nuts on a line to Bolden, and Bolden recovered it. The Colts kicked it dead on a line to Thomas, bounced right off his shoulder pads and his stomach, and they recovered. That's the only difference right now. You watch Dallas cover that number. I won't bet it. I won't touch it. You watch them cover the number.
I love that. What's your favorite game, your big play that you really like, you, Brandon Lang, on the board this week?
Well, right now, breaking it down, is there's no way in my mind that Chicago is going to go into San Francisco and figure out a way to cover that number. Now, with that being said, understand, Jay Cutler's got some problems. So one of the things that jumps out at me right now is I think there's going to be some points in that game because I think Chicago's defense has got problems. I really, really do. And that post total, I think, is 47.5. And to me, there is no way that both those teams don't score. I really believe Harbaugh is going to air it out with Kaepernick. I think San Francisco gets into the 30s. And that means Jay Cutler against that defense that Romo had a chance to shred has to get you 17 to get over the posted total. And I believe that's going to happen on Sunday night. That's one game that jumps out to me. And another game that jumps out to me is the whole world's going to get off the Jacksonville Jaguar bandwagon. And I just want you to understand that I've been doing this for over 20 years. And any human being on the face of the planet Earth that had the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 10.5 last Sunday had one of the worst beats in NFL history, in sports gambling history, in the world of gambling. Mm. It was one of the worst beats in the history of mankind. Did you follow it? Do you know about it?
Oh, yeah. It was brutal. I mean, just
five minutes to go.
Yep.
I'm sorry, 7 minutes to go. It's a tie game, 17-17.
Yep.
Philadelphia gets the 60-something yard touchdown pass, 24-17. Jaguars get the ball back. They're facing a 4th-and-1 at their own 26, down 7, with 5 minutes to go. What NFL coach in the history of the planet Earth down one score goes for it there? You know, you punt it away, ask your defense to get you one more stop. It's a one-score game. Two-score game, got to go for it. 2 minutes to go, got to go for it. He goes for it, doesn't get it. They gives him the ball. They take 3 minutes off the clock. You're still okay. They kick a field goal, 10-point game. Minute 40 to go. First play, 11-yard game. And on 1st and 10 at the 31 with a minute 20, you saw it. Sack, fumble, return for a touchdown, 17-point win. At one point in that game, Kate, you were up 27.5-0, and you
That's
covered
crazy.
Out.
I know.
With that being said, you watch the Jags going to Minnesota, and that's a field goal game. All right, to Washington, that's a field goal game.
Man, crazy. That's crazy. That's what happens, man, for sure. There's no doubt about it. Brandon Lang, you are the king. You are still the king, and people can go to BrandonLang.com, and you've got great info there.
My guys do. You know, like I said, San Diego Monday night, it was good to get back on track, and it's going to be a good week. I assure you that. I had a client of mine say to me, he goes, man, tough first week. He goes, I've been with you a long time. He says, you always find it. He's right. I do. Just, I'm going to see my doctor tomorrow and have my brain taken out and put back in a certain way. We'll twist it just to the right so it's leaning on where it's supposed to be, and we'll be okay.
All right, we love you, Brandon Lang. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Casey.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Once again, it's time to talk turkey, meaning NFL. Yeah, I know. The president took to the airwaves and talked about going after ISIS. And now we're going to wait and see what that fallout is, what happens. Airstrikes certainly are going to be part of this. Airstrikes that we've already had, 130 of them. But we're going to continue to do that. Only Syria is going to be, we're going to be hitting Syrian targets too as well. And in parts of Iraq. No boots on the ground, and it's a question of others joining us and calling out Saudi Arabia. They say they'll help with the training of the Syrian rebels, as we have to pick who the rebels are that we'll arm to help us in this fight to stop these terrorists. So in the meantime, part of the whole idea of war, I think, is in preserving our way of life in America, honestly, is so that we can take a breath and enjoy the fruits of the labors of so many. And one of the things that we enjoy here in America is football, right? Absolutely. But if you don't enjoy football, but you like games, then you're going to like what's happening next, because it's time for another edition of Nail the Score.
now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, this is where it gets fun. When the computer narrows it down and ultimately picks whatever our game of the week is going to be. I mean, here we are, week two already. We saw what happened in week one. There were some games that were a real wash, I'm going to call them, and some that were absolutely, I mean, absolutely amazing. That's the way it goes, though. Anybody can win, right? So without further ado, let's have that computer, Nathan, pick the game of the week. Ah, no way. It's got to do it again. All right, I like it. Okay, so the game of the week, believe it or not, is the Bears and the 49ers. It's the Sunday night game, the Bears and the 49ers. San Francisco is giving up 7 points, just so you know what the wise guys are saying. But and we saw what the 49ers did to the weak Cowboys. They looked terrible. But that was the Cowboys. This is the Bears. The Bears, in their first game out, they dumped a tight game against Buffalo, which I was really surprised by that. And who knows, different week in San Francisco. The crowd will be crazy. They've had to deal with some off-season problems, and I think that crowd is going to be pretty loud. It's been loud in the past. So I'm going to say, without a doubt, the 49ers win this one, and I think the final score is going to be 28-14. Niners. You may have a different score. You can take mine if you like. You can send me your guesses, americatonight.net. You can also put them up on Pal Talk. If you send it through Pal Talk, I'll catch it that way. Or you can give us a call at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Nail the Score, only this segment on America Tonight. A lot of people sending me emails frantically ask me, when is Nail the Score? So we decided we're going to make it stable. It's going to be this time every single week, and we'll see how it goes. All right, Nathan, you know, you get a crack at this because you are a huge sports fan. When you put your guitar down for 2 seconds, your eyes are on all the games, aren't they?
All of the ball games, all of them. I go down to my local sports pub and order a nice beer and watch ball games.
That sounds so, you know what it sounds like? Billy Crystal said a funny thing when he was doing his tribute to Robin Williams because they were close friends, and he said that he was down in the Mets, like he was down on the field. It was a Mets game. And, you know, everybody was talking baseball because Billy Crystal was a huge sports fan and a huge baseball fan and knew a lot about baseball. And Robin Williams was there, and he was kind of shifting and wasn't involved in the conversation. And they asked him, hey, are you a fan, or who are you a fan of? And he said, the San Franciscans, which he meant the Giants. He didn't even know what the name of the team was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. So what's your guess?
Wait, who is it again?
49ers. 49ers or Chicago? The San Franciscans.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with San Francisco treat. Let's make it rowdy. We'll do 21-18, 49ers.
All right, 21-18. I love
it.
855-266-5283. Let's go to Dave in England. Dave in England. Hey, Dave in England. What do you think?
Hey, Kat. I just heard breaking news. The Dodgers are moving back to Brooklyn. I'm going to kick some Giants out.
I think that's hilarious.
Actually, I called about my favorite politician, Vladimir Putin, promises new weapons to fend Western threats. And it's really interesting, as if they were getting their weapons off of Honest John's used weapons lot. Now they're going to get some real new ones. But the best post I've seen so far, let me see, who was it from? Not ABC News. Wait a minute. Hang on. Oh, yeah. Putin is shown testing, I think it was a few weeks ago, shown testing new weapons, one of them being this microwave pistol that'll turn people into zombies.
You interrupted Nail the Score, but I love the thread of Putin. I'm going to check out those very expensive weapons, and I'm glad that you pointed that out, but other people are trying to get through. Dave, so that's a conversation for another moment. But thank you for the call. Dan, he gets it. He's going to play along, and I think he's ready to roll. So, Dan, Nail the Score. What is your guess?
Okay, 24 to 17, Frisco over the Bears.
24-17. I like it. That's a good guess. We're all kind of right around the same. We're guessing kind of in the same neck of the woods. Thanks, Dan. 24-17. So we're thinking that defense is going to play a little bit of a part. Actually, I said 28, so that's a little different. 28, what did I say, 28-17 or 28-14? I don't even remember my guess. I'm going to say it's 28-14. Did I change it on the fly? All right, AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, or 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Jack wants to play a little Nail the Score. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Kate. Look, I'm going to go for the 49ers simply because, as a Denver fan, I'm still annoyed at Jay Cutler for throwing his temper tantrum saying, I don't want to play in Denver anymore. And now it sounds like he's getting bored of playing in Chicago, too.
Of course, of course.
So I'm going to go with the 49ers, but I think it's going to be close. I think it's only going to be 4 points in it. So 10 to Chicago and 14 to the 49ers.
All right, 14-10. You're so right about Cutler. Such a whiner. Jack, thanks. He's a huge Denver Bronco fan. Denver Broncos, boy, they're going to be tough this year. I mean, it's set up the way the season is, really, honestly, for Seattle and for the 49ers to be right back in that same position. But I guarantee, San Francisco and San Francisco. I keep saying San Francisco. Denver, thank you. Denver and Seattle will be back in that same position. I got to tell you that. Do we have time to go to Graham? Graham. Hey, Graham, you got the last word on this. What's your guess?
I'm saying 32 Chicago, 24 San Francisco.
Oh, I love it. Chicago. You picked Chicago. I like it, Graham. Thank you. Thanks. Last one in to Nail the Score. We got a bunch of them that came in through the miracle of the internet. Don't worry. I'll make sure they get recorded, and I'll see if anyone else picks Chicago. Remember, Nail the Score. We'll let you know what happens on our Sunday night show. Thanks, everybody.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.